Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Your host, T-A-Z, and got a special guest in the house. Tess is in the house. I got some hand claps. Tess is in the house.
I don't think I've ever gotten that kind of reception for my name.
Dee Lovely, she actually got a job, y'all.
Hey.
She got a job. After she retired. She retired and she's got a job, and she loves it. She's working with the elderly. And I don't know if she could get a break today, so we gotta sit here and figure out how to get her on. I think this is E, I think. 804.
Hey everybody.
What's that, E? Everybody laughing at the hand claps. Come on now. You both the bow
the
and all that curtsy. What is a curtsy? I don't know that either. You both to do all
time.
That.
The hand clap of praise on Sunday. It gets me every time.
Also on the line, E, we have Tess, one of my friends from home, from Ohio. From your home state.
Hi,
as well. Tess. She's on the line, too.
Hey, E. Nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you as well.
Dee Lovely got a job, E. You know she retired, but she got another job. So.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I know. I talked to her, and I was like, what? That's what people do when they retire. I'm glad I ain't caught that bug yet.
They get more jobs. That's what they do.
So we must press on because she's gonna figure out how to do this thing on Sunday, being that she got a job. But I'm happy for her as long as she's happy and she's happy about working it. My first subject is of course impeachment. most people say it's a waste of time. I want to know what was your opinion. Start with Tess, and then we'll go to E. Start with Tess. What is your opinion on this impeachment, the second one?
I think it was necessary. I think, the House really did bring a good case. Open and shut as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, we have spineless people in the Senate who still can't stand up to that jerk. And I don't think it was a waste of time. Having it on the record that they actually voted to convict him, even though it wasn't the right majority, there still was a majority. I think that was important to get on the record.
E.
I am amazed that, like Tess said, people are just spineless. And I feel like, no, it was not a waste of time. It was kind of a necessary evil. We didn't get the outcome that we wanted, but everybody knows he's a POS, so there's that.
Absolutely.
There's that.
And POS don't stand for positive. It does not.
nope. Does not.
I thought it was necessary so we could know where people stood. And you have a record of that. And going into the midterms, anybody that needs to run, you can run off of what they said. Whether they was
right.
You know, whether they the ones that were not for this. I don't understand how you how you can be that spineless when you were hiding when the people were in the building. I mean, they were in
right.
your building.
Right.
And,
then,
and you didn't know whose life they were looking for. They were looking for just to make an example out of anybody. It, at that time,
correct.
It wasn't Republicans or Democrats. It wasn't. It was your life.
Correct.
That just don't make no sense to me.
Well,
okay.
You know what
but
that says
think,
to me? That says to me that they are all in so damn deep. That that they can't see reason anymore.
Right.
Because, you know,
right.
you're absolutely right. Who knows who they were hunting down when they were in there? They could have been hunting for everybody and anybody, and yet these idiots turn around and vote to acquit. Yes, they were. Yeah.
Yeah. It was,
they were.
I thought it was crazy, especially when it was that close to you and the crime was committed where you were actually voting for the people
right.
that committed the crime, you know, like, yo,
right.
yeah,
yep.
I'm all right with it because we didn't get got, so it's all right.
Exactly, that part. That part.
Really? I wanted to ask, and I wished Dee Lovely could have called in because I wonder how they're doing it, where she's at. But we do have E, and she's a teacher. And we do have her. You do teach too, right?
I used to, yeah.
Yeah, okay then. Well, you can chime in on this. Do you think the kids should be going to school during COVID? I'm going to have to start with
Jeff.
Yeah,
I'm going to toss that one to you.
E dropped off. She just dropped off.
Oh, poo. You know what? I don't know what to think about that, Taz. I don't know what to think because I understand the importance of getting kids into a classroom and getting the face-to-face and getting the social interaction. And, you know, nothing can replace a classroom setting. I understand that. But until everybody believes that this is real and everybody involved does their part and does what they're supposed to do regarding masking and distancing and all that other stuff, and until we get more people vaccinated, I don't know. You know, that's the single hardest question there is.
Right.
So how
was
that for a non-answer?
He came back.
Okay,
came
now
back.
I wonder what you have to say.
The question is, do you think it's good with the kids going back to school during COVID? And you're a teacher now, so give it to us.
Hell no.
I'm laughing because that's really what I wanted to say.
Right, you see, you can say it. He has established that you can say hell no on the show. So go on, E.
There are parents that are so trifling. They send their kids to school with a cold, stomach virus, runny nose, high fever, chicken pox, measles. Like, there's no way that I will trust a parent to say, oh, I think my child has COVID, and let's just keep them at home. Or I've been out here living all reckless, all willy-nilly, and I don't know who my kid's been exposed to, so I'm going to just quarantine them for 14 days. Parents are so chomping at the bit right now to get them out of their hair, you know, that they will send me and Ray Ray and Bubba and Becky to school with the full-blown Rona. So, no, and I could be vaccinated, but, you know, that doesn't guarantee it's not nothing is 100%. So how about I'm vaccinated and I'm exposed and I'm asymptomatic and I brought it home to my grandson who's 15 months old, and my son who works at a group home for intellectually disabled adults, or my daughter-in-law who is a manager at Pilot, and not all the damn truckers got it. But I'm skipping down the lane. So unless we, you know, make these schools and buildings, and just like we made them all polling stations and voting stations, we need to make them all vaccination stations to make sure everybody gets vaccinated. And then maybe, just maybe. But you can't quarantine a classroom of 28 kids 6 feet apart. You can't.
No, you can't.
Anyone who's ever seen a group of small children together, even a group of six, they're you can't. You're right. You can't quarantine them. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen
Heck,
with teenagers. Teenagers are just jerks.
High school. I can't keep them off of each other in the damn hall. Like, come on.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I taught high school too. There was no way that was happening.
So it's a logistical nightmare. Are they going to give us, you know, trailers where we're going to have more buildings so that we can only have a certain amount of kids? What's the cutoff in the classroom? Like, it's just a nightmare. So no, I'm not an advocate.
Wow.
For, but those are things that people don't take into consideration.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, and you really touched on something that just. If this pandemic has opened people's eyes to anything, it's to how we look at schools. Schools are the babysitters.
Yep.
Schools are the psychologists. Schools are the places where kids get fed. And how the hell did that happen? And why aren't they funding us like we are? Look at me like I'm still teaching.
You do sound like you still got the vigor for it.
I
do know what vigor means.
Like, I can't even believe you used the word vigor, like, for real.
D-Lovely just texted me, I'm not going to be able to call in today, meeting schedule with my team. If we finish before the show ends, I'll call. D-Lovely got a team. Oh, Lord. No, she ain't going to make these Sundays. I can already tell it. You got a team going. The COVID number, since we were talking about it, 27.6 million cases in the United States with 484,000 deaths. The graph is going on a downward shift. I don't know, is it because we haven't had a holiday in a minute, or maybe it's just actually going down. I can't attribute it to that vaccine right now because we're not even close to over half of the people in the United States getting hit with in the arm, so I can't put that on that. So maybe it's because we haven't had, you know, a holiday in a minute.
I think that we still haven't seen the numbers from the Christmas, New Year's holiday yet. I still think they're out there. I know for a fact that I work in a small school division, and I know that we just got notified that there are four more cases. Now, that might not seem a lot, but we have a really, really, really small school division. And they're rising because of, I think, the numbers just now coming in from the holidays. Mm-hmm. And now we have, you know, snow days and, you know, Martin Luther King and President's Day, the 7-Elevens, the, like, whole day parties. There are neighborhoods who just really not taking it serious. And parents who are just out there all willy-nilly doing their own thing and still say that they're not going to vaccinate their self or their kids. And I just think this is the calm before the storm. And I really don't want us to get lulled into a false sense of security. Yeah, the numbers are even nationally going down, but I don't think it's over.
Yeah.
Maybe this spring we'll have a better assessment of what they really look like from the holiday. It's still too soon.
Now, my question is, as far as church is concerned, are they having church services? Because I see churches online still filming. They ain't packed like they used to be, but they're still there.
What we do, the praise team goes in on one day, and that's like maybe 6 or 7 of the singers and then the musicians, everybody still masked up until they're singing. They go in one day and record, and then the pastor records his message. And then those the deacons or deaconess, whoever is on the menu to minister that day, they come in on an alternate day to just record with the media ministry. But there's nobody in the congregation. The churches are still closed. And then we live stream it on Sunday.
Mhm.
That's crazy.
That sounds
what about
good.
You, Tess? Do you notice that anybody still going to church? Are they doing it safely?
Oh, hell yes. Who knows?
Hey, you know what, E? Since you said hell, she's getting ready to take advantage of it.
I am
a recovering Catholic, and both Catholic churches, well, three Catholic churches in the area have opened their doors wide, and they're having their same old packed masses every Sunday. And, you know, people
wow.
are all wearing masks, but come on, you're shoulder to shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
And they even, oh,
that's
my
crazy.
God, they had masks made for the congregation that said faith over fear, and I just wanted to rip their faces off.
Okay.
That
but
don't
you know
make
what?
No
I
sense.
Understand, no, I understand, you know, having faith in God that he's going to get you through something. But this is where you got to have some faith in science and do what science
right.
is telling you.
Right.
Right. Right. This is not Daniel and the Den of Lions.
Exactly.
You need to take something, because you don't want to walk in the Den of Lions just straight up.
No.
Yeah.
And take a chance.
Exactly.
Come on. So that's just crazy. Trump, do you think Trump will finally get his just desserts? I mean, on his taxes, voter fraud, the taxes was up in being investigated by Attorney General Letitia James. She could take is more of a civil case where she can take a lot of money from his organization, his corporation. Also, down in Georgia, voter fraud with a district attorney, Fannie T. Willis. Both black ladies are actually going after Trump. So do you think something will stick to this dude? Teflon Don, starting with Tess.
Then going.
You know... In my fondest dreams, somebody's going to take this man down, that I'm going to be able to fulfill my favorite fantasy and watch him being perp walked in an orange jumpsuit straight into prison. But you know what?
I don't know.
It's going to be a long fight. There's a ton out there. I mean, dear God, he broke so many laws just while he was president. And there's
right.
so much that something's got to, you know, please give us a win here. Something's got to stick. I love the idea that down in Georgia that they're looking at Lindsey Graham, which makes me real happy.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah, that makes me happy too. Anything to stop this fool from running. That's all I care about.
Oh.
E.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just hoping so. I'm glad that we're taking all the measures and doing whatever it is we're trying to do to get him up out of here. Like Ted said, I think it's going to be a long road coming. But, I mean, nothing beats a failure but a try. So all we can do is keep on keeping on. And I'm not saying that I'm wishing him any ill will. I'm just saying that he needs to be held to the same standard that he held everybody else to. Okay?
Absolutely.
That's all I want. I want him to be held to the same standard that he ensured that all people of color, brown, black, green stripe, orange, yellow, like he needs to be made the same example of and held by the same rules. how you spent 4 years in office and you didn't ever show your tax record. But they were on President Obama like he stole something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And your mom. Like, that was one of the first things that, what about his taxes, you know? And won't he be too old to run in 4 years, you know? So
I don't think there's an age limit, is there?
I know the minimum.
It should be.
Is it?
I know the minimum.
I mean, it should be. I agree with that part, but I don't think there's an age limit.
I don't think there's.
Who's the oldest dude in Congress? He's like 84, 85.
Yeah,
but
he ain't
running. The dude that served as president, Leahy, I think he's the oldest one.
He's still there.
The guy that served as president of that impeachment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's one of the oldest ones. So.
You know what?
I don't think there's
an
age limit.
Convicted felon. I want to know if a convicted felon can run for president, because that's where I see him in 4 years.
Now that I don't think so.
Somebody's going to get it.
I don't think so.
I would hope not, but.
Well, E, you the teacher, teach us. Is that?
Nope. Currently, there is not.
Yeah,
there is not.
So you can.
They have a minimum.
So you can be a felon and still run.
Oh, no, you cannot.
Okay, good.
I think so.
No.
They said they can convict Trump in Georgia, but he still probably won't get no jail time because it'll be a first-time offense.
But you know
so
what? It's the conviction that counts.
Yeah, if he gets convicted, we're good with that. My last thing that I had is Stacey Plaskett. She wore and had the different outfits on for the 3 days of fashion. And she came through, I mean, very knowledgeable and commanded the room when her time was, when she was up to talk during the impeachment. What did you think of her, starting again with Tess?
Well, I didn't get to see a lot of it because, you know, I'm working the 8-to-5 job now, and I had to watch the highlights. But I have to tell you, I liked the woman's fashion sense.
She was
looking good while she was killing him.
Exactly.
And she made some incredible points. And I just read where she gave the smackdown to one of the, I think it was Jake Tapper, maybe, this morning on one of the Sunday shows, that they asked her about why she didn't call witnesses or why they gave up on the witnesses. And she said, we didn't need more witnesses. We needed senators with spines. I went, yes.
She also said something about, go ahead.
Yeah, because I teach government, I had to check my facts. You can be a convicted felon and run for president, because there's no part in the Constitution that allows you not to. The only thing that we could hope for is that his character would be assassinated by his opponent, but they don't have one of the other faults of the Constitution is that they don't have a maximum age to run. All they say is that you got to be 35 years old, a native born America, and a resident of America, and can only serve two terms. So that's where we are.
Well, that's where things should be changed. Also, you're impeached, you shouldn't be able to run either.
Correct.
Seriously. But you know what?
That should be the end of it.
Look at this guy. He's gotten away with everything. All the illegal actions that he has taken over the last 4 years, ending with this obvious incitement to riot, you know, the taking of the Capitol by people inside our own country, not a foreign government. And yet, his supporters love it. The Republicans in Congress shrug their shoulders. You know you're going to see him again in 4 years. There's no question about it. He's going to run no matter what. And I wouldn't be surprised if he would have the party fallen in line behind him again, because they love the power. He's got he's got the ability, I guess, and the balls to keep them in power. I mean, if he tried to overthrow the government once, it'll succeed the next time. And I think that's, you know, that's what they're looking at. They're going to follow him.
I'm glad you looked that up. I didn't think there was an age limit. I didn't know whether a felon could run, but obviously they can.
Yep.
Well, now we have a new bill. Let's see if we can get somebody to sponsor some legislation that fixes that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that should be a priority right now with all what's going on and all the wrongdoing you're seeing. GOP members going in, talking to Trump's lawyers during an impeachment trial. It really wasn't a trial. It was a political exercise, so there wasn't no rules, really.
Yeah.
Ah, I hate this. I hate it.
I kept screaming at the TV, and of course my lawyer husband is telling me it's not a real trial. It's not. They don't run it like a real trial.
Trial. There you go. I knew that too. That's why I was saying, everybody was saying stuff on Facebook. I had to go, hey, it's a political exercise now. It's not the same thing as a trial. Come on now.
Right.
Yeah, so even though you're thinking rules should be broken, or they shouldn't be breaking no rules, but it's a political exercise,
Yep.
I want to thank you ladies for calling in. Tess, you might have to take D. Lovely chair, because she's married now. Golly.
Welcome, Tess. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Hey, E, is your school still out?
Yes. Word on the street is that we're supposed to go back March 15th, which will be the 365th day that we have not had students in the building.
Holy cow.
Yep.
I got to tell you, I have nothing but mad respect for you guys because, you know, being a teacher is hard enough. But now you add to it the fact that you're having to do everything virtually and you're going to have to check in with every one of your kids and you have to worry about the ones that haven't checked in recently and delivering lessons. And holy God, you have my respect.
Thank you, Tess. I appreciate that. I feel like I'm teaching to a fan half the time.
I'll bet.
Well, thank you again, E. Thank you again, Tess, for calling in. We'll do this again next week because there's going to be some more news, and we'll try to stray away from political news. This was going on since the Super Bowl. This has been going on all week, so that's the only reason why I did it. We'll try to hit some regular news, some crazy news, some entertainment news as well. Y'all
take care
till next week. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Peace and love.
Been a pleasure.